about feeding animals. I touched upon it in the Shmuz, right? About the mitzvah of feeding animals before you feed yourself. Oh, it's on. So the Shiloh was, somebody told me they asked this to their, the Shiloh came up in their community. This was in New Jersey, Teaneck. It was a very firm high school Medela, who was very makbid on halacha. She was taught, you're not allowed to eat before you feed your animal. That's all. I want you to know a chiddush. Mogen Avraham holds his derais. Not by us, not in Hilchos Suda. Mogen Avraham is found in Hilchos Avdola. In Hilchos Avdola, the Mogen Avraham talks about a shayla. If somebody, this happens sometimes, a person makes a bracha, they realize they didn't make Avdola. Shulchan Aruch paskins that if somebody made a hamotzi lechem in Aretz, and then they realize they didn't make Kiddush, you remember what the Shulchan Aruch paskins? Shulchan Aruch paskins, very simple, make Kiddush. You can make Kiddush ala pas. Make Kiddush on the bread. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins halach l'mais. So somebody comes home, they forgot to make Kiddush. They make hamotzi lechem in Aretz, and they go, oops, I forgot to make Kiddush. So right now you say, Asher Kiddush on, you make it with the whole Nusachai Kiddush. Kiddush. Don't do my Kiddush. What about Avdolah? So there, the Ramor brings down this Hashayla, what do you do? So the question is, so, Halach Lamaisi, you have a problem by Avdolah. What's your problem by Avdolah? You can't make Avdolah Alapas. So you don't have the Eitzah. Avdolah Alapas you don't have, so what do you do? So there's two Shittas. There's two Shittas what to do. One Shitta holds that you should be Toyim. The Ramor brings down such a Shitta. Be toyim, take a little bit. Yoytabu yoytze brocha. And then that's one eitze. The other eitze is not to eat, and to make avdola. Okay, and then what? Do you need another brocha? Do you need, you make regular avdola. Now, alayayim. Mira moitzi lech menorotz. Then you remembered Lo Yivdalti. No, now you do regular Avdola. Yeah. The guy, Eish you don't need to do. Well, you're not going to make more of that. But Hagofen also. Because he didn't make Halakois. Hagofen and Amavdil. Now the Shaila is, do you have to make Hamoitzi again? So the Mogen Avraham brings down a Machlekes. Yeshoimim you have to make Hefzik. Yeshoimim, no, it's like Gvilu Tugi. Just like in Kuf Samach Zayin, we paskin. Shulchan Aruch paskin is a Kuf Samach Zayin. That if somebody remembered after they made a brocha that they didn't feed the animal, right? And they say, okay, go feed the animal. It's not a hefsek. Memeilu, who I didn't over here, that there's a mefush kapaskin in Kuf Samach Zayin. Shulchan Aruch says that Agam that you're not allowed to be mafsik, it says, but you could say Gvilu Tugi. And there's no problem. So the Mogen Avraham says that no dimyon. Gvila Tugi is not a hefsek because it is a deraisa. He brings some tashbeds. Yeah? And it's a deraisa to eat before you feed your pets. Mashenkin is a koidim avdola. Doesn't nishkin is a deraisa. So stamaze it's a pel. I mean, in shul, I didn't have time to go into it properly. Stam appella, peldik and Mogen Avraham. Marafi Zigre, not Stam appella, Marafi Zigre. Forgetting the Mogen Avraham's Chiddush, that is the Reise. The Reise, it's Taka Asmachte from the Psukim, from the Sati Yisid Besodcho, Lochalta Vesavah, first it says, Levem Techo, true. The Ramam calls it the Milsad Chiddush. The Ramam in the end of Hilchos Avodim says, Derech HaChachomim, Maisa Chiddush. Makdim, Michael, Behemtom, Lemacholom. The Rambam doesn't mean that lesson also. The Gemara in Bracha is Tafmem, and the Gemara in Gittin Samach Bey is Taka is a lesson also. The Gemara in Bracha is Grada says also Lecho, and the Gemara in Gittin uses a Nusach also Litoin. That's a separate Machlekes. What's included in it? It's a Bazundra Machlekes. Which by whatever, this is an endless Shaila, that Chiluk of the Shaila. But the bottom line is that the Mogen Avraham is, the fact the Mogen Avraham says the Reise. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't mean the Mogam saying this. The sheet that has Issa Deraisa, Achidish Nifla. Achidish Nifla. So it comes out that we have L'chore three sheetas here. We have, Mishabur says, in Kuf Samach Zayim Bayos, he says, Havad, it's not Deraisa. No, no, no. Because it's Zichar not Eloisa saying. There's no love. It's just, the most it is like Bo Mechlal Asay. It says, V'nasati is a bizarre chol of Emtecho. Vahoda, Avada. It's a bit lasay. There's no love. But the Mishabura says, I have a Ryan, he quotes the Mogan Avram, and Kuf Samach Zayin, the Mogan Avram is a Reish Ayin Aleph. He quotes the Mogan Avram, and he says, I have a Raya that La Locha, we don't hold like this, because the Ramah brings down that Lekatchile, after he brings down this din of Gvilatura, the Mechaber brings it down, the Ramah says, L'maise, you shouldn't talk. Haid is minnoig, not to talk at all. As I said, Dr. Ramah. Kol Mokoyim, the Shemchaber says, T'nu Meichel Lebeheime, Kiyoy Tzebeilu, Ein Tzorach Lavorech. Mechaber also doesn't say, you're mechuyiv to. Ain't so chlovorech. The Ramah says, "Mikomokoim lechatchila lo yafsek klal." Chatchila, you shouldn't do this. So the Bira Alocha says, "Haynu afilu b'nu lebehema kein mashma mistimis hakalboy shirei broche alzding unazok teva ayin mogel avon mistimin reishayin aleph the lechol koydim behema uisu the reise umashma du svirlei the droshe gemuri v'lo yasmachte. ולפי זה פשוט עם בערך המויצי צורך להפסיק. זוכת מוגן אברום, מהפויסקים הנאו מוכח תספיר אלו אוכל. These פויסקים, obviously hold not like that, because they wouldn't say לחתחיל, don't be מפסיק. Whereas, the Ramah is basically saying, you're allowed to be מפסיק, but לחתחיל, don't be מפסיק. If it's a דרייסה, you have to be מפסיק. So it comes out we have here, L'chayri three sheetas. We have the sheeta of the Rambam that it's not even a halacha. Feeding a pet before you eat is milsa d'chsinus. Derech hachachomim. It's a nice thing. We have Mogen Avraham Tashbeitz and the Maram. I think the Maram the Mogen Avraham brings down. Mamish deraisa. And then we have what the Mishabur is saying. What the das of the let's say roiv of the poiskim is most into the rabbon and the gedin. Which is also unclear to me. Number one, I have a kash on the Mogen Avraham. Number two, I have a kash on Mishabur. If it's an issa, if you learn like the Rambam, I get it. It's milsa d'chsidus. So therefore, l'chatchila, don't do it. Since you're supposed to feed the animal first, it's not called a hefsek. It's not called a hefsek. But, if you do it, it's better not to do. Better not to be. See, it's the Rabbanon. So why is it better not to do? You have to do it. And he told me, I don't know what the Mishabur gained in the Bir Halacha. He's saying, according to Mogen Avraham, I don't understand the Ramah. But, you understand? The Mishabur is saying, according to the Mogen Avraham, I don't understand the Ramah, that l'chatchila you shouldn't do it. What do you mean? It's the Raisa. So I'm asking you, Mishabura, and according to you, and if it's Asmach, then it's the Rabbanon. No, but the Shulchan Aruch paskening mid the Rabbanon, you're allowed to be mafsik. Once you're allowed to, if it's Asur, so I don't know what, and he learned there, Mahayilu Chachomim B'takanto. Malchus, you're not getting anyway. The Shaila is, what should you do? What should you do? So if it's the Rabbonin, better not, better be over the Rabbonin. Chvashtein is the ganzen meise. I don't understand the whole thing. I also don't understand the Mogen Avraham. So why? So now let's take a step back. L'chayr for hefsek, you don't need that it should be Issa d'Raisa. You don't even say Issa d'Rabbonin. I'll prove it to you. And hovu milcha. Salt. That's a d'Raisa. To dip your challah in salt, is that d'Raisa? Is that the Rabbonin? It's an Indian like the Rambam from Milsa D'Chlidu. It's a Pella. Does anyone hear what I'm asking you? You don't, in order for something not to be a hefsek, You don't need that it should be a din d'raise. You don't need it should be a din d'rabbanon. Not only that, if I'm sitting by the table, I say, give Shmuley a kazayas. It's not a hefsek either. Shulchan Aruch paskins that if I made a hamotzi lechem in aretz, and I say, give Shmuley a kazayas, it's not a hefsek. That's the halach. That's paskin in Shulchan Aruch. There's a chiyuv for me to say, give Shmuley a piece of kazayas. It's me and you, not so good. It's not a hefsek. It's a pella. I don't know pshat in the pialoch. Pialoch is saying, I don't stand in the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, it's the Raisa, it doesn't fit with this Ramah. L'chaim, nothing fits with this Ramah. What's pshat in the Ramah talk? I would say that the Fakeret, the only way to understand the Ramah is the opposite. That the Ramah learns that the reason why the Ramah says by Havdalah you making Havdalah would be a hefsek. The reason why the Ramah holds over there Havdalah would be a hefsek. And I think that's Pshat in the Magen Avraham too. That's Pshat in the Magen Avraham too. You're not over an Isser if you don't feed your animal for a reason. Well, I'll ask you a shayla. What will be the halacha if I sit down for supper and the animal's food is being processed? It's not available. The animal's food is not available. Yeah? It's being processed. Am I allowed to eat? Of course I'm allowed to eat. I'm not supposed to intentionally be mocked in my achil with achil's bente. You understand? It's not machos asuris. It's not Yom Kippur. It's not Tisha B'Av. I'm supposed to be mocked in the Michael bente. That's what the answer is. It's not Issa Machos Asuris. So Mamela, if the reason why I'm eating is because I made a bracha, Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, I'm not called Makdim Machilo Asir Lachil Spehemti. I'm eating to be time, to be Yetzir Bracha. Forgetting the tumult in the Beis Yosef has a Shaila, is even Ti'im Asir, only a Shir Suda Asir, how much can't you eat before? Could you take a can of soda? Drinking, they bring a raya from Parshas Chayesora, because Rivka Shasei V'gam L'gmalecha Yashov. Right? The Magen Avraham brings down the Sefer Chassidim. Maybe drinking is different. Others say, what do you mean? It's only then on the Baal HaBehemah. Avad, if I'm feeding somebody else, so I don't feed their dog before them. It's only then the Baal HaBehemah. Siddur, you know, there's no end to the Pratim or the Pratim of the Shaila. Right? But here I'm not being mocked in my made Amotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. And now I can't make a hefsek. Zok the Ramah, it's a hagam that there's a din, or inyan, a din, whatever you want to call it. Also, but this is the chatchila lo yafsek. And you won't be over the Yisrael. If all you're doing is being toyim and then giving your behemoth, no problem. Which, by the way, is stamakasha. Stamakasha. What's the problem? If the whole Isser is only Achila, which is the way the Taz paskins, so Shaila. But the Taz also it's only Achila. If you have a little bit, it's not a problem. It's only to eat. Again, it's a different Nusach. The Gemara in Brachas, the Gir says Lecho, and the Taz is Medayik from the Gemara in Brachas, Tavka Lecho. But if you look in the Yad Ephraim, he says, what do you mean, state Litaim? It's Elu Ve'elu, really. Because the Gemara in Gittin says Litaim. Over there, the whole Gemara is Litter Mar Midi, and also Litter Machi Achel Vemte. The Gemara in Brachas says also Lecho. But well, that's Kidetorn Bar Beira Va'ayil Ish. No, I'm saying, but normally Isser Te'ima. That's the Isser Te'ima is only is even a Mashu. In other words, Isser Te'ima, even Isser Te'ima before Kiddush, Isser Te'ima before Avdol. That's something else. That's a team of a teshuv. It's not a team as Isser. But anyway, that's what Kiveg always says. He says that's the chiluk when is Isser Achil attack only Kabeya? Reb Kiveg says that's chiluk in Kodim Atfila and Kodim Kiddush. He says Kodim Kiddush. It's a team. That's why he says there's no din of Hischel Beheter. Kiveg says why is there no din Hischel Beheter by Kiddush? They have to stop, and by Tfila. The halachas, if you started before the Zman, you could keep on going. Kivega says, what's the, he says very poshut. He says, if you start early, you go bosa tchila suda. That's only a din in suda. But avada is called a ti'ima. So if the whole iser is achila, and you started before the iser, mana iser, so now when I continue eating, it's not called oichel, it's only called tayim. But kiddush, which is a ti'ima, doesn't help that you have some kivega schap. Why? But anyway, the bottom line is, so the shaila is, why don't you just eat something? Samakasha. Why don't you just eat something and then give the animal? It's not even an isra to be turned before. The terrace you have to say is that we spoke about this on Sukkot many times, that when you're holding the middle of a meal on Sukkot, you now people make a mistake. You now even take a cup of soda out of the Sukkot. Meikir adin, not stam. Meikir adin. Not al schumra. Meikir adin, people don't realize this. If you're in the middle of eating a meal, Shabbos, in the middle of a Suda, you go into the house for a minute. You hop a cup of water. It's no problem. It is a problem. Because it's part of the Suda. The same reason why you don't need a bracha, because it's part of the Suda. People don't realize that. When you're be'emza a Suda, everything is awesome. So I always held that the pshat, according to the Taz, why you could do gvila tura, l'chayr, just make amoitzi, just take to just be tayim. L'shita sataz. The teretz is, no. Tayim is only mutter if it's not going to be part of the Suda. Now that I'm going to be tayim, then I'm going to keep on eating after I feed the animal. Comes out that I started my Suda from the first bite. That wasn't a team of Alme. Okay, whatever. The bottom line is that I think, is Pshat in the Ramah. Now that we understand that that's Pshat in the Ramah, I think that the Mogen Avraham is not sure either. The Mogen Avraham, perhaps, and the Maram and the Tashbates, it's not Pshat that they hold the Issa Deraisa Mamish. They hold it is, it's a musig. It's a musig deraisa. It's a musig. Not an issa deraisa. It's a musig deraisa. Right? So, Mamela, because there's a musig deraisa, that you're achilas bam, they can't before you're achila, it's called me'inyan asuda to say gvilaturi. It's not a hefsik. It's not a hefsik. The Ramah says it's still, even though it's not a hefsik, better not to be mafsik. It's not a hefsik. You're not saying you mechuyiv medaraisa to feed your animal. That's not what that's saying. Since the musig of feeding an animal is a deraisa concept. Even according to the Rambam, it's deraisa. It's just a deraisa milsa d'chsidus. Now, what I'm telling you is that the Rambam is not necessarily not like the Tashbetz. It's a musig deraisa to feed the behemoth before you feed yourself. It's a musig deraisa. So therefore, it's me'inyan asuda. That's why hovu milcha. Why is not a hefsik? Not because you have to do it. It's me'inyan asuda, so it's not a hefsik. Not because I have to do it. It's because when I say it, I'm not Mesir Das from the Suda, because it's Amir that has to do with the Suda. Oh, Mashen Kane, the Indian that you're not allowed to eat before Avdolah, is not because Avdolah has to do anything to do with the meal. It's a separate Yisrael. I have a mitzvah to do. And the Chazal gave me an Yisrael I shouldn't eat before I make Avdolah. You understand? So it's not that the Havdolah has to do with a matter of the Suda. So therefore, it's not called Me'inyan HaSuda. It's an Isser Mibachutz, why I can't eat. It's not that there's a din, I'm supposed to feed my animals before I feed myself. Then you say it's a Chelek of the Achila, Seder Achila. Then it's like Hovu Milcha. All I need is it should be a Chelek of the Seder Achila. It's not part of the Seder Achila. So I don't see a big Machlekes. I don't see that the Rambam is not like the Tashbetz. It's not a stira. The Rambam would also agree you could say Gvul Latur. It's a Mefurish Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says in Brachas, Gvul Latur Lo Yavi Hefsek. It's a Mefurish Gemara. By the way, the Gemara doesn't say you have to do it. But if you do it, it's not a Hefsek. The whole Lashon Gemara goes better with the Rambam. The Gemara doesn't say you have to do it. The Gemara says that if you did it, it's not a Hefsek. And if you said bring salt, it's also not a hefsek. You're not mechuyev to do it. So to Ramah, not everything that's not a hefsek should you lechatchila do. It's a pashut. No big machlekes. So Avdolah, I want to say, is the iser to eat before Avdolah, that's iser chitzoni. Azeloni krameinyan asuda to be mavdo. Therefore, it's a hefsek. That's why you need another hamoitzi. No, that's why you need. I'm just explaining why you would need another hamoitzi. If you made Avdolah, you can't say, well, I wasn't really mafsik. Mm-hmm. כאן התורה אמרה שזה סדר האכילה. לבן תאכלו ואכלתו בסבות. זה החלק שהסדר מהאכילה. זה בכלל ההפסק. Anyway, so now getting to this person's shayla. So they want, their shayla was, whether, so she, this girl, has pet ducks. This, she was mocked, but always, she doesn't take breakfast till she heard a shear in your, she was mocked, but she always gives the ducks to eat before she eats herself. What happened was, the ducks were acting modna, so they brought her to the vet. And the vet said that the ducks are obese. And they can only eat every other day. So she didn't want to eat the day that they're not allowed to eat. That's a given to Shiloh. So the way we're coming out now is that there's not really a big machlokes. Everybody could agree to the Rambam, which is most mistavra. The Torah never said there's an Isser. It's just a Seder, how you're supposed to. You're supposed to be considerate for your animal. And that's why I'm telling you, the Rama holds, if you made a brocha and you toy him, you're not called inconsiderate for your behemoth. Not only that, the Ragachava holds that the whole Isser teed before your animal. The Yaivitz even has such a tzad. It's only animals that do malacha. That's why in the Teva, the Isser didn't apply. By the Teva, it says, V'hoi l'cho v'lohem l'ochlo. Ah, yosu l'odim l'ech l'achi achal v'emte. So there's many answers given. But one of the simple answers is, it's only, you have to have courtesy to the animals working for you. The Rambam is l'chamash like that. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Avodim. The Rambam says, derech hasidim, that they feed their slaves before them, Evet Kanani, before themselves. And they feed their animals before themselves. Mashmaza inyan melacha. Now we understand by the Teva, it was the opposite. Noach was taking care of them. So he didn't have to feed them first. It's also Moridik Meduyik. Shemitah, we don't work. The animal doesn't work in the field. What does St. Pashas Paha? Fahoyo lachov lohem lachlo. Lachaya shavu. It says first us and then. Lachov, what's the lashon in Pashas Paha? That the food should be, says first you, and then v'lachai ha-shabatzech. First you. So why do, if anything, it's a modna maisa. Shemitah is halachas over there. All those psukim are halachas. Kriya Shema, it's not talking about halachas. Stop saying, I'll give the nosati yisib v'salchonotech. If you had a choice to learn out halacha from Parshas Bahar, where it's talking about halachas, or from Pasha, the second Pasha in Shema, which is not talking about halachas. Yizichel and out of Shemitah. By Shemitah it says, first you and then your behemoth. So why does the Gemara in Gittin, Samakasha, why does the Gemara in Gittin and the Gemara in Brochas learn from Shema that you should feed your animal first? Over there it's not said B'derech Mitzvah B'chlal. Fakelt, in Pasha's Bahar, where it's talking about Mitzvahs and Chiyuvim, there it says you before your animal. Akasha, that's not Akasha. Because Shemitah, the animal doesn't work. So then you come first. So Aloha Lamaisa, I told him, that if the Adarab, but the Tzorech HaBehem is not to eat, then Avad is no Shaila. Avad is no Shaila. Also, Lachar should come out, according to this, I will be masking, somebody told me over a psak from Reb Osher Weiss, from Yerushalayim, that he held if the animal has a schedule, the pets, they have a schedule when they're fed. So you don't have a chiv. It's only if the animal's waiting to be fed, so you feed the animal before you. I don't have a chiv. I have to run to my birdcage every time I eat. I have to go run to my birdcage. I feed the birds when they're supposed to be fed. And somebody thought it was a big chiddush. The way I'm explaining to you now, it's not such a big chiddush. Do you say that, Dover? You should be considerate for the... And that's how the Rambam brings it down. And I don't see a big machloikas, Dover. I think the Rambam and the Mokot, they're all masking to each other. I don't see a big machlekes. Okay, stop here.